There is a law regarding that citizens have to exercise the political rights and vote. And if they fail to vote, they will get a fine. But it had never been applied. Since 2014, a new law that came raised the fine to £500. And any registered voters who fails to vote will have to pay this money. So it has become a custom. Every new election, you get this threat that every citizen has to vote. But it is not obligatory like a military service. Military service, you can be imprisoned. You cannot get imprisoned for not voting. You only pay a fine.
The mass referral of 54 million Egyptian voters has raised questions over the country's ability to hold trials for so many people and the real motive. What's your take on that?
A defaulting registered voter can be easily fined in 2020 rather than before, because now citizens' databases are now digitized. They can be easily applied on defaulters whenever they apply for any government service. However, this also requires sifting those with legal excuses not to being able to vote, like being out of the country, sick or whatever. Some even are raising the issue about coronavirus, traveling because this is the summer time. So these are the general technical issue. But what is politically behind it? The minimum quorum for any Egyptian election is 5%. And what the government is fearing is that next parliamentary election, which is very important, late October, will have a low turnout, because in the last 5 years of the term of this parliament, people were not happy with its performance. It did not do the job they were expecting in monitoring the executive authority. On the contrary, they just felt that the parliament is just an extension or branch of the executive authority. There was no checks and balances or separation of power like in the American political system. So what people just felt about the parliament is that it's not serving them. And so there was this fear that the next parliamentary election turnout would be very low. And so one way to push and target citizens who may not be voting is to affect the budget and finances by saying that if you don't show up, you will be paying £500, and maybe also go through the legal process of prosecution, or any important documents you want to get across the government will be very difficult.
Only 14% of the eligible voters cast their ballots according to data released by the National Elections Authority. What is the message the Egyptian voters are sending to the government by such low turnout?
In 2014 constitution, the Senate was cancelled. And that was a request of many people, because they just felt it's a waste of money. It's a club for government loyalists. It does not do any job. It's just a waste of money. So when the government restored it again in the referendum of last year, people were not really convinced. And so the low turnout just showed that this is not really serving Egyptian national interests or what people really want. Many political systems in the world are unicameral, with only one legislative chamber. A bicameral legislature is only common in large countries or multi-ethnic countries like the US or the UK. But no clear reason for a new Senate in Egypt to serve urgent political needs. And that's why people were not happy about it. And so this is a message that was sent, that again, they are not happy that you add this new political body that would only have continued this tradition of an exclusive club of pro-government loyalists.